This is Studio 360, and I'm Kurt Anderson. A few weeks ago, the actor Nick Offerman, for my money, the most lovable character on Parks and Recreation, turned up on our show with a challenge for you listeners to make him something, anything out of wood, specifically out of popsicle sticks. So to inspire you, we decided to talk to somebody who knows a lot about popsicle sticks. For years now, a guy named David Hrabowski has used them to make complicated ornate furniture, chairs and tables and chandeliers, all kinds of things. And he is here with me now on the line. David, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you very much.
So what's the first thing you ever made out of popsicle sticks?
Well, actually, the thing that led to all of this, I made a lamp and shade when I was nine.
Huh.
I was home in bed with the flu or chicken pox or something, and my neighbor brought over some popsicle sticks and glue to kind of occupy my time. Fast forward to 2006, I believe it was. I bought some popsicle sticks and tried to recreate the lamp that I remembered when I was nine, but another lamp came out of me, one that was more ambitious, as you put. So that was the first ambitious thing I did, was in 2006.
And so what makes you decide, I like popsicle sticks, and now I really love popsicle sticks, I'm going to make all kinds of things out of them?
Okay, what happened was, when I made the first lamp, I thought, well, this is kind of nice, I could probably sell this. And then I thought, well, I know how decorators are, they normally want pairs of things. So mm-hmm. I made another one, identical to the first one.
I understand that your dream, your goal is now to literally replace all the furniture in your house with popsicle stick furniture?
Yeah, I think that would be rather novel.
Yes, it would be.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of what I've done, and I kind of pride myself in thinking that I can probably make anything out of popsicle sticks, given the time and the inspiration.
So we have this competition for people to make things out of popsicle sticks, which I expect perhaps won't be equal to your work. But that's not the point.
I'm stoked and tickled that this challenge is, or this throwdown is going to happen. I think it's great.
When Nick Offerman was here, he gave us a list of things as inspiration. A few of them were bratwurst and fishing and the Hoover Dam, puzzles and America. And I'm wondering if any of those give you any ideas for popsicle stick projects.
All of them.
Really?
Yes.
So maybe can we convince you to make something for us? For Nick, actually?
Are you serious?
I am serious. We'd love to have something from you.
Well, then you can tell Mr. Nick Offerman that I would be more than happy to participate in his challenge, and he can count on that.
Good. Well, now it's a pro-am competition.
Okay, if you say so.
All right. David, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We've got pictures of some of David's work at studio360.org, but you don't need to be nearly the virtuoso he is to enter our popsicle stick challenge. Just build something, really almost anything, based on one of Nick Offerman's prompts. You can enter the challenge by taking a photo of your thing and posting it on Twitter or Instagram with the hashtag MadeForNick, or at our website, studio360.org. The deadline is almost here. You've got until Monday, October 5th at midnight to send in your entries. Happy gluing.